holy.
Be Holy is a broadcast ministry of believers dedicated to saving the souls of all men and women.
We teach the words of God that people all over the world may hear the voice of God and obey Him.
God doesn't want to show us His wrath or His anger. He just wants us to repent and be holy.
And after one repents, he or she can be baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ, but certainly not before they repent. Listen, we really can't even discuss prayer until one repents. Yes, hell is making its way towards the unrepentant heart, but it is Be Holy's commandment and mission to warn everybody, not to control, to warn.
The Word of God is spirit and it's life. That's why we take the Word of God seriously. We're not using shameful deeds and underhanded methods. We're not trying to trick anyone or change the Word of God. We tell the truth before God, and all those who are honest and live by truth, they know the truth, they realize that we are telling the truth.
Listen, friend, we've been preaching and teaching for over 20 plus years, and the Lord Jesus is satisfied with our efforts, and we want to keep it that way.
Next on Be Holy.
Just simply be kind. Just be kind.
Be Holy.
All right, listen, we want to welcome everybody back to Be Holy. We're glad that you're with us on today. Today is a splendid, splendid, wonderful, wonderful. It's not that warm yet here, but it's still good. But it's warm enough, and there's sunshine everywhere. And man, our weather's just been up and down over the last week. But listen, it's still a good day. A good day, a great day. A great day to be alive, a great day to talk. Great day to get it right with God. One more day. He gave us one more day. And as I tell people all the time, you can change today. You don't have to wait till tomorrow. You can change today. You don't have to wait till next week. You can now listen, maybe you won't be changing today. Maybe you won't change tomorrow. Maybe you'll change next year. Maybe you'll change 10 years from now. But that we have the opportunity is the key. And that's what I'm talking about. I'm glad that God has given us the opportunity to get it right with Him. It takes longer for some than others, you know. It just is. And so this one more day, He's allowed us to be free and search for Him, talk to Him, get it right with Him. And that's a blessing in itself. Somebody say a blessing. It is. Now listen, head on over to podbean.com and download the broadcast, or grab the links and share them in your group text, your social media, whatever you do. Help us. We appreciate all that you're doing already. And listen, God has really been blessing us. And we want God to bless you. And speaking of blessing, I pray that God does something good for you today. I pray that God blesses you and your family some kind of way today. And He's already doing it, you know. But I'm praying for something special. Something special that maybe you've been praying about. Something you've been asking the Lord about and you hadn't heard yet. And so I'm praying that He will do something special for you and your family today. Something for your kids. Something for your business. Something for your community. Something for your church. Something for your husband. Something for your wife. I pray that God does that thing in your life today. Now, we're going to talk about this proverb here. Of being kind. There's a benefit of being kind. You know, a lot of times people think, oh, when you're kind, you're taken as weak, or when you're kind, maybe it's a good thing for some people, maybe it's a bad thing for others, you know. But we're going to read a little thing today. We're going to read a bunch of proverbs, but we're going to start with this one. And it's just talking about, you know, kindness and what it does. And if you think about it, God used kindness. Through His loving kindness did He draw us. And so He's using kindness for us. And so if He's using kindness, maybe we should use kindness. You know, a lot of times we feel like the harder things are in church, or the harder the gospel is for us, the more right it is. And that might be right for some people. Right. You know, they figure, oh, you're going to heaven if you do this. You're not going to heaven if you don't do this, or you're going to hell if you do this. And they need it like that. And some people just do. I don't know if that's necessarily kindness, but I guess it works for some people. I'm sure it doesn't work for me. I'm positive of that. I need to understand what we're talking about. And so the way God does it with me, He'll just say certain things. And I don't hear like a voice, but it's like I was explaining it to someone else the other day. When you realize that 2 + 2 = 4, You don't remember who told it to you. You don't remember how it happened. You just know that you now know that 2 + 2 = 4 on this realm that we live in, this earth. 2 + 2 = 4, right? And so it's the same way with me. When God speaks to me, he gives me things, and I don't know when he did it. I don't know how he did it. I just know that he put it in me, and I can say it. And I can have total confidence in what he said to me or what I'm speaking, because I know he gave it to me. Now, when he says kindness, he's not screaming at me. And I'm sure I deserve some screaming. He's not being mean to me. I'm sure I could deserve some being mean too, or some meanness. I don't know. But listen, having kindness in what you're doing helps people to understand. You know, it helps them to understand. Now, only God can connect dots for people, but being able to be kind in your presentation, being able to be kind in your personality, being kind in the way you talk to people, you actually can help them understand or be a help to whatever God's doing. And God don't need your help, but still, you're being a help in what he's giving them by not being mean. Because what happens is people will be mean, and they say that they're giving the gospel to somebody, or they're being mean and they're preaching to people. And when you be mean, it can be confusing, because you're supposed to be kind. Now watch what this is. This is Proverbs 11:17. It says, your kindness will reward you. Your kindness will reward you. So we as believers, children of God, our kindness will reward us. He's a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. So God is kind. We should be kind. We should. We should watch what we say and how we say it. Not political correctness or religious correctness. I'm not talking about that. Watching what you say spiritually. Yeah, your words are important. How you say it is even more important. So you can be talking about God, but when you talk about God in a mean way, you know, it can actually cut people off. It'll hinder them from understanding. It could be a roadblock to what you're really trying to do. It could. And so you have to be careful. It says here, your kindness will reward you. Your kindness has something to do with your outcome. Your kindness has something to do with your outcome. It has everything to do with your outcome. It says your kindness will reward you. So you think about how you're delivering what you're saying. You could be a supervisor. You could be a parent. You could just simply be a friend. But your kindness will reward you. And here's the other side of it. But your cruelty will destroy you. Your kindness will reward you, but your cruelty will destroy you. Not people. Your cruelty. The way you think and what you're doing will destroy you. And simply when God tells us to change what we think and how we do things, that's to help you so you don't destroy yourselves. For me, so I don't destroy myself. Your kindness will reward you, but your cruelty will destroy you. That speaks volumes. A lot of times, the reason why we get what we have or what we don't have, or we don't get what we want, you know, is because cruelty is destroying us. See, your kindness is what rewards you, but your cruelty is what destroys you. Maybe we ought to change. Maybe we ought to change how we're delivering these messages that we give. Maybe we ought to really consider how we're doing it. Sure, they came in late. Sure, they didn't do something right on the pink slip. Maybe they didn't do to carry out a direction the right way. Your kindness will reward you, and your cruelty will destroy you. you don't have to beat them over the head with what they did wrong. You don't have to do that. People know what they did wrong. And if they don't know, you work with them so that they understand what they did wrong. But you don't beat them with what they did wrong. You don't beat them over the head until they succumb to your will. Because somebody could do that to you. Your kindness rewards you. You're going to be a better supervisor using kindness than you will be using cruelty. And sometimes, yeah, you may have to raise your voice up on certain things, but you can still be kind in raising your voice. You don't have to be cruel to prove a point. You don't have to be cruel to get somebody to do something. You don't have to take advantage of somebody to get them to do something. You don't have to do that. Your kindness will reward you, but your cruelty will destroy you. Here's verse number 18. Evil people get rich for the moment, but the reward of the godly will last. Evil people get rich for the moment, but the reward of the godly will last. See, the reward of the godly is not necessarily being rich. The reward of the godly is having your sins forgiven by God. Being with him when it's all said and done, being with God, making it through this whole earth experience, all the ups and downs, all the bad times, all the good, you made through all of that. And now you get to be with God. No strings attached, no reminding of what you did wrong. None of that stuff. God forgave you for that. Evil people get rich for the moment. They're going to do whatever they need to do to get rich on this earth. But godly people, they're trying to get that reward that's in the next dimension. They're trying to get that reward in the next life. From God, not from people. See, evil people try to get rich from people. I'm not saying it's evil to be rich. I'm saying that they'll do cruelty to get rich. The evil people do things to get rich at the moment, right? They'll do evil things. But godly people, they're looking for... They're looking for that reward in the next life, that next dimension that God has already promised us. That's what they're looking for. Remember that. Your kindness will reward you, but your cruelty will destroy you. And evil people get rich for the moment, but the reward of the godly will last.
Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler. Our Be Holy podcast is at Podbean, or contact us at beholy116@gmail.com. or 614-268-7757. Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler.
And for your convenience, you can now text the word GIFT to 614-363-6133. Again, the word GIFT to 614-363-6133. And we thank you for your support.
Be Holy.